Their ship had been caught in a fierce gale that had blown them off course. Their supplies had begun to run out, especially their supply of fresh water. Gradually, their water supply dwindled until the report came there was no more left in the ship's tanks. What should the sailors do? No land was in sight where they might put ashore to search for streams of water with which to replenish their tanks. But what was that? On the horizon, they saw another sail. And that sail represented hope. As the unknown ship came closer, the thirsty sailors quickly signaled by flags a desperate message. Give us water! Give us water! To their amazement, back came the answer. Let down your buckets. What? Let down our buckets in the salty ocean? That's folly. The thirsty sailors again repeated their message. Give us water! Back came the same answer. Let down your buckets! Then, taking the advice of the other vessel, the sailors with parched lips and tongues decided to let down their buckets. This they did, and to their amazement discovered that what they had thought was salt water was fresh water, sweet and refreshing to their taste. The explanation? Their ship had been blown off course so that they had entered the mouth of the mighty Amazon River, which sends millions of gallons of fresh water out into the ocean. So strong is that current that the water remains fresh for miles out into the sea. The sailors were surrounded by fresh water, and they had been ignorant of the fact. How many thirsty souls on the voyage of life are frantically searching for water, totally indifferent to the fact that God has put at their disposal an abundant supply of spiritual refreshment. Oh, friend, let down your bucket, the bucket of faith, and draw from the bountiful provision of Almighty God. Appropriate God's resources. They are yours for the taking. We read from Titus chapter 3 that salvation is not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy He saved us by the washing of regeneration and by the renewing of the Holy Ghost, which He shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that being justified by His grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Yes, friend of mine, like those sailors in the water that was so fresh and satisfying to their taste, I can tell you on the authority of God's Word and by the experience of knowing Christ over many years that His salvation is sufficient. His grace is abundant. We read from the book of Ephesians, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works." No, we're not saved by our good works. We're saved by the grace of God. We're saved not by works of righteousness, but according to His mercy, based upon what the Lord Jesus Christ did when He died for us at Calvary's cross. And there is eternal life. There is an abundance of satisfaction if you'll just drop your bucket of faith into the great abundant sea of God's grace. We read from the book of Romans, chapter 11. "And if by grace, then it is no more works. Otherwise, grace is no more grace. But if it be of works, then it is of no more grace. Otherwise, work is no more work." Our Lord Jesus Christ died, was buried. He arose the third day, paying for the fact that you and I had sinned, that we were guilty before a holy God. And yet, we read from the book of Romans, we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deed of the law. "Now to him that worketh is a reward not reckoned of grace but of debt. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifies the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness." There's enough salvation. There's enough eternal life. There's enough grace of God available for you, thirsty friend, if you'll drop the bucket of faith and trust Him today. My, how He'll bless you for it. Amen.